The September 11th hijackings redefined the notion of workplace safety for flight attendants. Plenty of them have quit. Those who stayed say they feel alienated and unsafe because, they say, a newly signed law focuses more on baggage security and pilot safety than on flight attendants. In the meantime, some flight attendants are preparing for the possibility of future attacks on their own. They say they are the first line of defense against hijacking, and they want to be ready. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
Flight attendants really are left to their own devices. It won't be the pilots who save them, because pilots are not allowed to leave the cockpit if they suspect a hijacking is occurring. It's a new order from the Federal Aviation Administration. So what's a flight attendant to do? Martial arts training. These flight attendants are learning Taekwondo at the J.K. Lee Black Belt Academy outside Milwaukee. Four of them have come to class on this day, all of them women. They're joined by four regular Taekwondo students. Grandmaster J.K. Lee is offering free classes to flight attendants. He and his son Chan regard it as their civic duty, and they're encouraging other martial arts studios across the country to do the same.
Chest, hit the chest. Yeah, here. And stop the hand.
Grandmaster Lee is working with Kim Gregg, a flight attendant for American Airlines. He's showing her how to pull an attacker to the floor, then crush his chest with her foot. Grandmaster Lee is a ninth degree black belt. He's 60, wears a traditional dobok, and speaks from deep within his body, just the way he kicks. Lee tailors his classes for the flight attendants.
Somebody, hijacker, choking the neck. Two finger, push the eyes. After that, pour. Try now. Go.
This hand? Do I do the thing? This hand.
This one easy. And catch a nice one. Pour.
Kim Gregg says she now feels empowered to fight a hijacker. She says she told this to a group of air marshals riding secretly on one of her flights the other day. She knew they'd never be able to help her because their sole mission is to prevent a hijacker from getting into the cockpit, not to protect the flight attendants, which is one reason Renee Liske has come to this class. She's a flight attendant with Midwest Express Airlines.
I feel very comfortable now when I'm at work. I have this confidence when I get on the aircraft that I just feel really good about being there, and I'm not afraid. So I think I've got this down.
But it was Mary Alwyn, a soft-spoken mother and a devout Christian, who organized these classes. She's a flight attendant for American Airlines, and she's currently devising a national plan.
There are martial arts studios around the United States that are very willing to get on board with us. Right now, what we're trying to do is we're trying to implement a program designed specifically for the airlines.
She says her airline, for one, is very supportive of her efforts, but Alwyn's goal is broader. She's asking the FAA to make martial arts mandatory training for all flight attendants on all airlines. Beyond that, flight attendants say the only way they'll feel safer is if security is tightened on the ground, inside the airport, before planes take off. Patricia Friend, president of the Flight Attendants Association, says if security doesn't change soon, the flying public can expect 100,000 flight attendants will be staying at home. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Milwaukee.